I've got a question for you. If September 11th was declared either a state or a federal holiday, would you recognize it for the stated purpose? Well, I might have to answer that question. In New Jersey, lawmakers are looking to have September 11th declared a holiday in New Jersey. Assemblyman Raj Mukherjee, he represents the 33rd District, and State Senator Vin Gopal represents the 11th, both Democrats. They introduced legislation, each one of their chambers, to make September 11th a state holiday, recognized as 9/11 Remembrance Day. Mukherjee, who is a U.S. Marine veteran, he enlisted 2 weeks after the attacks back in 2001. He offered the 9/11 Remembrance Day as something that would honor all of the first responders and volunteers of New Jersey. He said, by designating 9/11 Remembrance Day a state holiday, we will create a day of remembrance to ensure that our children's children will have an occasion to proactively remember all those whose lives were taken that day, as well as commemorate all the law enforcement, firefighters, and first responders from our state who ran towards danger and conducted rescue and recovery efforts without qualms. Now, it all sounds like a wonderful idea. It's certainly a deserving recognition of those heroes. And this has been, again, an idea that's been discussed at a state level as well as a national level. But all seriousness, do you really believe that a majority of people would attend memorial services, go to a service in a house of worship, stay at home to meditate and reflect? This made me think back just a couple of years after the attack. People on the West Coast, on social media, for example, were telling people on the East Coast to get over it, move on. So again, do you really think, having shared the intent on this legislation of what the 9/11 Remembrance Day is supposed to be, do you really think people would go along with that, or will we just see more mattress sales and, I don't know, car dealers with their commercials calling on you to buy an SUV for America?